is for private gain. And as a result, we think they have a special public trust responsibility to engage in those actions in a manner which minimizes impact on resources in the area in which they operate. Which is to say that if the Chukchi Sea is remote, and as a footnote, the Chukchi is probably one of the largest oil prospects that we have in this sea, if it's remote and the industry is operating in that region, then I think it's important that they be able to respond to a spill. And in that particular development, we're talking about subsea pipelines and perhaps some tanker traffic as well. And those are severe and remote conditions that far exceed what exists in Prince William Sound. So I think part of the reason we're talking about a strict standard is because we have in this state an economy that is in great measure, particularly in that region, dependent upon wise management of resources, particularly living resources, and there's a lot more at stake. And I think that we have to hold the industry to a higher standard so that they are given some incentive to be prepared for contingencies in areas where they're exploring and exploiting those public resources. And let me also make a second point. Much of the discussion tonight is focused around Alyeska and Prince William Sound, and I think we're forgetting the bigger picture, that in looking at the components of this bill, we have to remember the entire situation for the whole state, both offshore and onshore.
I think that's an excellent reminder. We when we're making public policy or rules to live by, is what I like to call them. I know that you have to be very general to ensure that everyone gets to fall under them, but it is true that Alaska is like no other, and it's just not easy to come up with good, fair public policy anywhere, and it seems even more difficult in Alaska. But John, I would like to thank you for this information. Representative Carney?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm really bothered by the fact that Alyeska chooses not to come. It makes me think that they have this whole show going the way they want it and they don't need to participate. And something that was mentioned on the gentleman on teleconference about the guarantee by the state of the bonding requirements for the small shippers. I wonder what would happen if we would go back to strict liability for Alyeska and then come up with bonding guarantee for the small shippers. I think Alyeska would be here then. I know that's a radical thought. I think that if they're in a position to be that arrogant, then we're not in a very good position to solve the problem. And we've got to figure out some way to take them off that arrogant position. And I don't know if there's even in the remotest possibility that a guarantee for small shippers by the state of Alaska could solve this problem, so we wouldn't have to take LAS off the hook.
Well, I think it's important that, you know, we're not restricted by our options here. We, you know, hopefully we're going to have a bill come out of this committee that everyone can agree with, and that means probably that there are parts of it that no one will agree with. So, I mean, that's our mission, and we intend to go forward with that effort. It may not happen this year, but we're sure going to give it a good try. Are there any comments or questions? Gene Burden?
Just one out of, even though I'm in great disagreement with Alyeska on this, in fairness to them on this, they're in a position where, in reality, I think they probably admit that it really doesn't make any difference to them whether this bill passes or not. I don't think that Alyeska wants to see us out of business or put anybody else out of business. But the other five shippers that remain in Prince William Sound are the large major oil companies that are able to provide that level of indemnification security that they are seeking. And so in some respects, I know from the public policy standpoint, they certainly want to work a solution, and they've been working, their representatives and I have been talking a lot about trying to come up with a solution to this for months, but I don't know that they end up having that much more as a result of this bill as far as the indemnification that they're seeking and what they already have from the other five major oil companies, with the exception of ours.
Well, Well, I'm sure there's many more things to examine here. And Representative Finkelstein, did you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to pursue this right now, but under the area of other things to examine, maybe Mike could help us or the committee staff. The question is, the two options the witness from Homer mentioned, is there any realism in either of those? Attempting to involve ourselves in some of this internal insurance bonding business between the companies, or second thing was that some sort of state guarantee of funds. Obviously, they're problematic in their own ways, but it might help to have someone look at that question before next time we're together. And there's another subject I want to bring up for our future discussion. I don't know if
before you bring that next subject up, I would ask staff to make note of that request, and we will pursue that. Please go ahead, Representative Stein.
And the other one, it seems part of the issue involved here on why it is or is not good to go to this lower level of standard are the shippers going to be able to, is there still someone going to be liable? And it seemed to me from when Mike was giving the presentation early on, he was starting to say it was a relatively complex area, and it isn't completely clear the answer to that. And I feel a lot more confident that doing something like this is a good idea and, you know, meets some of the concerns Ricky say, if there's something to go to. But obviously it's a complex area. We can't say yes or no whether there is that protection there, whether there's, you know, someone who's going to be liable down the road. And that's another area where I think we're going to have to come to some understanding of it in order to make a good decision.
Thank you, Representative Finkelstein. If there are not any other closing remarks besides John Tillinghast,
Well, I would just very briefly, at the last meeting, I handed out charts, which in a sense are the liability trees, the various routes of recovery that.
This one, right?
Yeah, it's not that particular chart, but it's in there. There are, I think, two or three charts in there that are actually quite straightforward, and I hope they're accurate. And I think if Mike has doubts or concerns that one of those elements of the tree isn't quite right, I'd like to hear them, but to be frank about it, I think that the liability tree is fairly clear, and I think those charts are right. And I commend the charts to Representative Finkelstein.
Other comments? Okay, with that, I'd like to bring this work session of the Subcommittee of the House Resources to close and announce that our next meeting will be on Wednesday, April the 10th. 6:30 to 8:30 in this room. If you have information or ideas or options or people that you think that this subcommittee should hear or speak with, please let the staff know or myself. Thank you very much for being here. It's been a productive evening.
Thank you.